Sewing for Others. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Well, when the COVID-19 pandemic hit Tennessee 4-H'ers across the state got right to work making masks for healthcare workers and many others. Leah Kennedy, State 4-H Speaker of the House and Williamson County 4-H member.
During this pandemic, 4-H'ers are stepping up to serve their club, their community, their country, and their world. 4-H'ers all across the state are creating masks to donate to local healthcare workers.
Sewing is a project 4-H members can participate in throughout their time in the club, and Trinity Nash of Macon County says she's grateful this has allowed her to put a skill she has learned in the program to benefit others.
I've been making masks for about 3 weeks now. I've made almost 476 masks. I've enjoyed doing this project because this is my way of giving back to the community. I've had some people ask me, why am I making all these masks? In 2008, Macon County, as well as my house, was hit by an EF3 tornado. My community came around to help us get back up on our feet. So, I'm doing the same for our healthcare professionals. As long as they're working hard, I'm working hard too.
Another 4-H member proud to be helping the greater cause is Kayla Mick of Putnam County. Kayla believes as 4-H'ers, it only makes sense for them to help out during this time of need.
This project is extremely important because it is saving lives. As 4-H'ers, we have pledged to use our hands for larger service to help our club, our community, our country, and our world. And these masks are a great example of how we can do that. I've enjoyed this experience not only because it's enhanced my sewing skills, but because it's brought joy to others, which is ultimately the best gift that I could ever receive.
The amount of masks 4-H'ers have sewn is in the thousands, and that number continues to rise daily. Needless to say, we're proud of these young leaders. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.